我们今年的年训是生命影响生命。
So our theme of this year is lives affecting lives.
我们要影响别人的生命，首先我们必须有主的生命。
In order to influence others' lives, we must first have the life of God.
但是有主的生命的人就是基督徒，不一定是每个人都可以影响别人的生命。
Those who have the life of Christ are Christians, but not everyone is able to influence others.
那么关键在哪里呢？
Then where's the difference?
就是我们要影响别人，触摸别人，必须我们自己要被主影响，被主触摸。
If we want to influence and be an influence on other people, we must first be influenced by the Lord.
那么我们怎么样才可以被主影响，被主触摸呢？
Now, how?
我想最主要就是我们必须要与主同行。
Now, how can we be influenced by the Lord? I believe the best way for this is to be of the same heart of the Lord as the Lord.
那么与主同行呢，有很多种圣经的方法。
To be of the same heart of the Lord, there are many different ways.
比方读经。
For example, reading the Bible.
祷告。
Praying.
灵修。
Fellowship.
侍奉。
Service.
那么今天呢，我们就借着耶稣基督行一个神迹，怎么样表明，我们应该怎么样侍奉他，才可以被他触摸，被他影响。
So we should really look at God's example and how to serve, and in order to be really influenced by Him and how to live a life.
首先，我们知道圣经里面有三个大主题。
So we know in the Bible there are three main themes.
一个就是神的应许。
The first one being God's promise.
一个是神的国度。
God's kingdom.
然后神的同在。
And finally, God is with us.
那么这三个主题呢，都指向一个至高无上的人物。
Now these three themes all point to a greater being.
就是我们的主耶稣基督，就是旧约所讲的弥赛亚。
They all point to our Christ Jesus the Lord, the Messiah.
因此神的应许，我们可以说，弥赛亚的来临，而是再来。
According to God's promise, we can make reference to the second coming and the coming of Christ.
神的国度就是代表神的掌权，最主要就是在我们的生命当中掌权。
And the kingdom of God can refer to the reign of the Messiah, especially in our lives, the reign of the King.
神的同在倒是神在我们日常生活当中的带领，在我们生活当中的保守。
And God is with us as He works in our lives. God is Emmanuel.
那么这三个中心的思想呢，在圣经里面用很多的方法去表达出来。
And the Bible uses many different methods to present these three themes.
比方用象征性的文字。
They use symbolic speaking, figurative language.
诗歌的题材。
The style of Psalms.
律法的题材。
The style of the law.
智慧的言语。
And the style of prophecy.
那么还有就是先知的题材。
And
prophecy.
Prophecy, more prophecy.
那么我们知道整本圣经有四分之一的篇幅是以先知以预言的题材写成的。
We know that one fourth of the Bible is made up of prophecy.
那么其中就讲到弥赛亚的执事 ministry.
A lot of them refer specifically to the ministry of the Messiah.
那么在旧约以赛亚书二十九章到十八节，跟三十五章五节、四十二章第七节有这样子的记载，我就读给大家听。
So in the following verses, Isaiah 29:18, Isaiah 35:5, and Isaiah 42:7, are three examples.
那时聋子必听见这书上的话，瞎子的眼必从迷惘黑暗中得以看见。那时瞎子的眼必睁开，聋子的耳必开通。开瞎子的眼，领被囚的出监牢，领坐黑暗的出监牢。
In that day, the deaf will hear the words of the scroll, and out of the gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind will see. Then the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped.
那么先知讲完这几句话以后，七百年，隔了七百年以后，主耶稣在出现在人类的当中。
700 years after these words were spoken, Jesus appeared in the midst of the people.
那么他行了很多神迹。
And he did many great things.
比方平静风浪。
Calming the storms.
叫死人复活。
Raising the dead.
使水变成酒。
Turning water into wine.
还有多次开瞎子的眼睛。
And many times opening the eyes of the blind.
那么每次耶稣基督做这个神迹，并不是要我们稀奇他，要我们吸引我们的心他，乃是里面有这个属灵的教训。
All these things that God did were not made for us to just focus on the miracles, but instead focus on what He had to teach us.
那么其中一次开瞎子的眼睛，就是我们今天的经文。
So today, what we are going to focus on is one instance of God opening the eyes of the blind.
那我就请迪安娜姐妹念约翰福音第九章第一到七节，用英文来念。
So ask the translator to please read John 9, verse 1 through 7. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus. But this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Having said this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. Go, he told him, wash in the pool of Siloam. This world needs scent. So the man went and washed and came back seeing.
那么这个故事就讲到有一个一生出来就瞎眼的人。
So in this passage, this man was born blind.
他没有做什么，也没有求什么。
He hadn't done anything and he hadn't done anything wrong.
那么耶稣就带他的门徒经过他。
And Jesus brought his disciples past the man.
那么门徒就有一个问题。
So his disciples had one question.
他说，拉比，这个人为什么瞎眼呢？
And they asked the rabbi, why? Why is this man blind?
是不是他犯罪了？
Has he sinned?
如果不是他犯罪，是不是他父母亲犯罪呢？
Well, if he hasn't sinned, then maybe it was his mother or his father.
那么耶稣就对他的门徒一个教训，就是所谓苦难的神学。
So then Jesus replied, teaching them about the results of suffering.
他说都不是。
It's...All of those are false.
这个人瞎眼是因为神要在他的身上显出神的大能。
This man is blind because God wishes to use him to display the glory of God.
那么这些门徒为什么会问这个问题呢？
Then why would the disciples ask this sort of question?
因为他们受过很多拉比的教训，就是说，如果不犯罪就没有死亡，如果没有过犯，就人一定不会受苦。
So the disciples would ask this question because they've heard so many teachings of old rabbis who say, as long as there is no sin, there will be no death. And if there's no wrongdoing, there will be no pain.
那么耶稣就开始医治这个瞎子的眼睛。
So then the Lord started healing the blind man.
但是问题在他医治的过程当中，他讲了一句话，好像跟这个事实没有关系的。
But strangely, before Jesus heals the man, he says two phrases that don't seem to belong.
就是第九章第四节。
Chapter 9, verse 4.
趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。
As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work.
然后耶稣就医治他，在他医治以前，他再讲一句话。
And before that, and after that, he says another thing.
我在世上的时候是世上的光。
While I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
那么这句话还是可以了解，因为我们知道我们要看就必须要有光。
The last statement makes sense because in order to see, we need light.
但是这两句话呢，耶稣不是对门徒说了，是对其他的人说的。
But these two phrases, the Lord did not speak only to his disciples. He spoke to the rest of the people.
他说我在世上的时候是世上的光，就要显明一个教训。
When the Lord said, while I'm in the world, I am the light of the world, he meant to have a deeper meaning.
就是告诉那些法利赛人，也包括我们在内，你们虽然有眼睛，但是你们的属灵的眼睛是瞎的。
He wanted to tell them that,Although you can see, although you have eyes, your spiritual eyes are blind.
这个人虽然他不看到，看不到，但是他至少知道自己是瞎眼。
This man may be blind, but at least he knows he is blind.
所以我们今天要生命触摸生命的目的是怎么样啊？就让人家知道，虽然他的眼睛是开，但是他灵里是瞎的。
So what is the meaning behind our new theme, Lives Affecting Lives? It is to help others know that although they may be able to see, their spiritual eyes may be blind.
那么还是有一个问题，为什么他讲 九章第四节这句话呢
？But then we return. Why does Jesus then say, chapter 9 verse 4?
首先我们要对这个苦难有一点点的了解。
So we must understand a little bit about suffering first.
那么苦难的原因是很多，有几个是很容易了解的。
There are many reasons for suffering, and some of them are very easy to explain.
比方你犯罪，你就受苦。
If you've sinned, you will. If you've done wrong, you will suffer.
耶稣有一次医治了38年病的人。
When Jesus saw the man who'd been paralyzed for 38 years,
耶稣说你已经痊愈了。
Jesus said, "You have already been healed."
但是他加一句话，不要再犯罪。
But and then he adds another term, "But go and sin no more."
那显然他的罪呢？显然他的痛苦是从罪引起的。
In this way, Jesus is implying that his pain is caused from his sin.
那另外一种痛苦呢？是因为人在犯罪会影响你。
Another sort of reason would be because other people's sin will affect you.
在911的时候，很多人上班突然间就死亡了。
On September 11th, they went to work and everyone knows what.
他们是无辜的。
They were innocent.
那有一些痛苦呢，是自己做出来的。
And sometimes suffering is because of your own actions.
比方你做一些错的决定。
If you've made some bad decisions.
会影响你的一生。
It will really affect your life.
最普遍的现在就是你发 email.
Probably one of the easiest examples is if you're sending an email.
一按错，首先一人知道。
So if you press the wrong thing, at first only one person knows.
15分钟以后，五个人知道。
15 minutes later, 5 people know.
一个钟头以后，全世界都知道。
An hour later, everyone knows.
后悔莫及。
Ooh.
Cannot regret.那么有些是堕落世界的真相。
And some suffering is simply a reflection of the failing condition of the world.
比方要飞机掉下来。
Like、sometimes when planes are crashed.
那你不可能就期望着基督徒好像就飞飞拿着下来没有受伤，但是非基督徒就通通死掉，不可能，这是另外一种世界，不可能的。OK.
We can't blame everything. Like God is not protecting this plane, so it crashes and all this stuff. It's a different kind of world.
但是有一种受苦了，是因为神要管教我们。
But yet another reason for suffering is because God wants to guide us.
好叫我们的信心可以增长。
To help our faith grow.
叫我们能够结出平安的果子。
So we will be able to produce much fruit.
所以痛苦呢，苦难呢，是一种试炼。
To have pain and suffering is a form of a blessing.
还有一种痛苦呢，是神量给我们，要我们。让别人得益处。
Another sort of suffering is the one that God gives us in order to bless others.
我们在一切患难中，神就安慰我们。
While we were in suffering, God comforted us.
叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那周遭各样同样困难的人。
So that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort that we ourselves received from God.
是让我们去认识神。
To let us know God.
没有缺乏，你怎么会去明白神的供应呢？
If there's something wrong, why would you go and ask for God's redemption?
没有病痛，你怎么样知道神的医治呢？
If you weren't sick, how would you know God's healing?
没有孤单，你怎么样知道神的同在呢？
If you were never alone, how would you know
God's healing? 所以苦难呢，让我们认识神。
So suffering lets us know God.
但是最后一个苦难是最好的苦难。
But the last suffering is the
就是让我们彰显神的荣耀，彰显神的作为。
The suffering that lets us see how God is working in us.
那么这个瞎子的苦难呢，就是属于这种的苦难。
And the blind man's suffering was this type of suffering.
我们耶稣基督在十字架的苦难更是这种的苦难。
Jesus' suffering on the cross was this type of suffering.
因为他受了羞辱，得到荣耀，使到全世界的人都可以得救。
He suffered through this in order that the rest of the world would be able to be saved.
我个人还有一个信念，我觉得一个人本来不信主，后来他生病得很厉害，在病痛当中去接受耶稣做他的救主，这种也是属于彰显神的荣耀的一种苦难。
I have a belief that when someone has become so sick that they are on their deathbed, when they believe the Lord, this is a sort of suffering that.
那么耶稣在医治这个瞎子以前，他说：“趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来的工；黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。”
Before Jesus heals the blind man, he says, as long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work.
那么这句话呢，就把彰显神的荣耀，彰显神的作为，然后，马上神的医治就连起来了。
This connects the suffering of humans to the glory of God and the way he uses the suffering.
那么我们今天要思想的就是耶稣讲这句话是怎么样去教导我们如何去侍奉他。
Then this is how the Lord teaches us how we should serve him and serve others through this.
因为耶稣医治这个瞎子就是因为他要侍奉上帝。
God healed this blind man because it would bring glory to God.
同样呢，他也有我们侍奉我们的上帝。
And he also has the relationship between us and the Lord.
那么我们就好好思想第九章第四节。
So let us meditate on chapter 9, verse 4.
那么这句话，第一句话，第一个 phrase， 这个片句就很重要。他说：“趁作白日。”
So the very first phrase is very important, where Jesus uses the phrase "day."
那么这个意思就要我们把握机会。
So this represents us to treasure the opportunities we have here on this.
这个白日对耶稣来讲，就是他在地上行到余下的时间。
This sort of day represents the time that Jesus spent here on this earth.
也是他说完这句话以后的六个月这段时间。
And it also makes reference to the time after his death.
但是应用在我们的身上呢，就是我们从现在开始余下的光阴。
But from our point of view, it is the time after where we can serve others.
所以我们要侍奉主，必定要抓住这余下来时间这个机会。
If we want to really bring glory to God, we should really take hold of the opportunity in front of us.
在旧约里面的救赎历史当中有这样子一个故事。
There is a story here in Esther.
就是有一个外邦人，他要灭绝犹太种。Genocide.
Oh, okay.
Okay.那么呢，神就安排一个犹太的女子叫以斯帖。
So God called a woman called Esther
做拯救的工作
to do this work.
那么经过一些很戏剧化的过程当中，她成为一个外邦人的王后。
After many different trials, she became the wife of the king of the nation.
那么她的叔叔就鼓励她说这样子一句话。
So her uncle encouraged her with.
他说：“如果你现在闭口不言，犹太人就。”也会得到解救。
For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arrive from another place.
你的父家也不知灭亡。
But you and your father's family will perish.
但是你呢，又受到审判。
And you will perish.
因为焉知你得王后的地位，不是为现今的机会吗？
And who knows that you have come to royal position for such a time as this?
我们也没有想到我们今天也有这个像以斯帖这个王后的地位。
Do we ever think about that maybe our lives now are sort of resemble this? Sort of
我们没有比别人好，但是我们今天居然有专业的训练。
We're not better than anyone, but we are blessed beyond our means.
我们有机会来到美国定居。
We've had the opportunity to come to America and make a life here.
大部分的移民都能够得到这个很高的学位。
And a lot of people here have...Very high educations.
很可惜，我们的学位是高了，但是我们服侍的温度是冷淡的。
We may be highly motivated for education, but our sense for serving has become cold.
所以我们个人，也许我们整个教会呢，应该善用这些机会。
So our entire family, our church, should really seize our the opportunities.
我们用节目、用探访啊、用请客，各种方向，只要这个方法是对的，目的也是对的，都会蒙神的喜悦。
We should use many different methods, methods that are approved by the Lord and guided by the Spirit in order to really serve others.
还有一件事情，我觉得我们这个教会呢，与所有美国的教会有点很大的不同。
There's another thing that I feel like we have that is different from a lot of other churches.
我们是中国人。
We are Chinese.
我们也精通这个中文跟英文。
But we understand both English and Chinese.
我们也认识这个东方跟西方的文化。
We have both the Eastern and the Western cultures.
我觉得这个就是神在我们身上一种投资。
I believe that this is a blessing from the Lord.
那么这里也让我想到，我们也蛮像保罗的。
And then this also makes me think that we are very similar to Paul.
保罗是希伯来人。
Paul was born a Hebrew.
他也精通这个希腊的语言。
But he learned much of Greek life.
他也熟悉这个罗马的文化。
He also was very familiar with Roman culture.
那么这个我们知道希伯来人的代表就是光。
We know that the Israeli people are the light of the world.
希腊的代表就是他智慧。
And the Greeks have knowledge.
罗马的文化的代表就是荣耀。
And the Romans gave glory.
It's glory, okay.
Glory, glory.
那么保罗因为他在这个三种文化的冲击之下呢，他可以把这个光、把智慧、把荣耀应用在耶稣基督的身上，让人家认识基督。
And Paul, because he was of those three cultures, he could bring the light, the glory, the power, all of that to the serving the Lord, serving Christ Jesus.
我觉得我们能够懂得英文又懂得中文是神特别的恩典。
I believe that because we understand both Chinese and English,
因为当人家有苦难的时候，我们不但听到人家讲什么，而且听进去人家到底是讲什么。
Because when others are suffering, we not only hear what they're saying, we understand and take to heart what they are suffering.
在我们现在这个时代，那称为是无界限的地球村。
In this world, we are very intermingled, interconnected. In this
所以这个双文化是特别有利的。
So speaking many languages is certainly a power.
是神特别在我们身上一种投资。
It's really a gift that God has really blessed.
我们要好好善用神给我们这个很特别的一种机会。
We must really use to our fullest ability, the opportunity that God has given us.
我们再看看同一节圣经，趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来的工。
Let's return to the scripture. When we look back, when it is still day, we must do the work of him who sent us.
这个我们什么意思呢？
Then what is this meaning of us?
就是代表我们做事情呢，不是一个人去做，是一个团队。
It means that when we are doing things, it's not just us by ourselves, it's us as a group.
那这个我们呢，也不单只是我们弟兄姐妹，还有主耶稣也包括在内。
It's not, at the same time, it's still not only just us, it's also with the Lord with us.
其实有位牧师讲得很好，他说我们做主的工呢，其实我们只不过是一个手套。
A pastor once said this very well. He says, while we do the work of the Lord, we are only a glove.
一个手套不能做什么事情。
A glove doesn't can't do anything by itself.
但是当主的手一套进去的时候，我们就能做大事。
But when God puts his hand in us, we can do great things.
而且我们一起同工的时候呢，我们可以学习在基督里合一。
And as we work together, we realize the fellowship of being in Christ's family.
其实我们基督徒虽然在社会上面是个少数的群体。
Although that Christianity may be becoming a minority here in this world.
但是你没有想到我们是属于一个世界最大的家庭。
But can you think about the fact that Christianity is the world's largest family?
里面没有种族的分类。
There's so many differences.
也没有国籍的分类。
There's so many nationalities.
文化跟皮肤的颜色跟阶级这种的分隔都已经拿走了。
Languages, ethnicities, and colors, we are all so different.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上打破了间隔的墙。
Because Jesus Christ already broke down the wall separating us on the cross.
让人跟神可以有美好的交通。
So that God and men would have a fellowship.
那么当人跟神有好的交通以后呢，我们弟兄姐妹就可以和睦同居。
When we have a good relationship with God, us as brothers and sisters can also have good relationships.
我们就有福同享，有祸同当。
We will have great teamwork and fellowship together.
有密切无间的关系。
We will have be of the same heart, of the same spirit.
如果你注意这个新约圣经，你会发现有两个词句是出现非常多次数的。
If you go through the New Testament, you will see that there are two phrases that come along very often.
就是互相跟彼此。
The words one another and each other.
那么你在圣经会找到这样子的话语。
You will see these words appear very often.
彼此洗脚，彼此相爱，彼此建造。
For example, washing each other's feet, forgiving one another, and
loving one another. 彼此安慰，彼此饶恕。
Submitting to one another, edifying one another.
而且彼此包容。
Teaching one another.
就 forbear one another.
For, okay.
那么我就不把它通通列出来，总共有十八次之多。
I will not name them all, but there are 18 examples.
还有我们 圣经告诉我们，我们团队的侍奉是怎么样？是与主同父一轭。
What else does the Lord tell us? The Lord tells us that the fellowship and the unity we have here also is a reality that characterizes our relationship with the Lord.
那么一轭是什么东西呢？yoke 就是两条牛一起拉一个很重的东西。
So what is this yoke? A yoke is something that connects two bulls as they carry something really heavy.
但是如果我们与主同父一轭的时候，主是拉重那边，我们只是拉轻那一边。
As we carry the yoke of the Lord carries the heavy burden while we carry a lighter load.
因此我们有喜乐。
So we can have joy.
我们侍奉的时候有安息。
So we can have peace.
但是有一个字很奇怪，我们也有负担。
Another word is different. We also have rest.
那么有负担，为什么也有安息呢？
If we have...
The burden and peace.
Okay. While we have a burden, how can we have peace?
那你们在 IBM 工作很多负担，你有没有安息啊？没有安息啊，啊？说，但是在主在重那一边，我们在轻那边，我们有负担，但是也有安息。
It is because the Lord carries the heavy burden, so that we may also have peace and rest while we carry a burden.
那么李定武牧师，Pastor Ting Wu, OK, 他在一本书叫《后现代潮流中的新意更新书》的第一个 page。
So a pastor wrote a very famous book, The Postmodern World, and on the first page.
那么开宗明义，他讲了三点。
He says three main things.
先要爱基督，以他为首。
First, love Christ and place him first in your life.
其次才会有弟兄姐妹间真正爱与团契。
Then can we have a true love fellowship between brothers and sisters.
然后这爱心才会扩张到爱世人的灵魂。
And only then can we reach out and spread the gospel of love of Christ to others.
所以我们要生命影响生命，不是我们就去影响就那么简单。我们首先要以基督为首。
If we want to influence others' lives, it's not as easy as just being saying, I'm going to go influence someone else's life. It's not that easy. We must first have the Lord's life.
然后我们要有好的团契。
And we must also have good fellowship and relationship.
所以圣经叫我们不可停止聚会。
So the Bible tells us not to stop having fellowship.
我也加一句，不可迟到聚会。
And I will add another term, don't be late to fellowship.
这样子我们就有见证去触摸别人的生命，影响别人的生命。
That way we will have the strength to go out and change others' lives.
那么第三点，趁着白日我们必须做那差我来的工。那么我们再必须这两个字去思想。
And if we return to the verse, while it is still day, we must do the work. So we must do it.
那么这个必须呢，就是一种迫切感。
So this sort of must refers to priorities.
保罗是外邦人的使徒。
Paul is a
Gentile.
What was it? Apostle to the Gentiles.
Yeah. 但是他非常热爱他的同胞。
But he loved his people.
看到他的同胞还没有信耶稣的时候，他心里忧伤。
When he saw that his brothers and sisters had not believed in the Christ, his heart was filled with sorrow.
他说：“我为我弟兄，我为我骨肉的缘故，甚至被咒诅，与主基督分离，也愿意。”
For I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my people, those of my own race.
那么这个是一个交易吗
？So is this
trading? 就是这个，他真的会被咒诅吗？真的会与耶稣分离吗？不会的。
Is this really some way he can really serve the Lord? Is this what happens to him?
这个他的重点就是讲到他对灵魂的迫切感。
This really is just showing his passion for serving.
那你说等一会，TC弟兄，我问你一个问题。
Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question.
很多宗教家，别的宗教的信徒也有很迫切感啊。
A lot of other teachings are filled with passion.
他们也非常的虔诚呢。
And they're very, very like reverent in their service too.
那么这个有跟我们有什么区别呢
？So what is the difference between us and them?
我告诉你，区别非常非常之大。
I'm telling you, the difference is very, very large.
这个就是次序的问题。
It has something to do with.
其他的宗教徒，他们先要敬拜，然后行善，然后希望可以得救。
Those religious people, they believe that they will work hard, they will try in order to earn the grace of God and the love of God.
但是我们基督徒呢，首先要得救。
But first, us Christians,
神借着过红海拯救了我们。
We first must be saved, and the Lord reaches out, so we pass through the Red Sea so to be saved.
当我们得救以后呢，马上我们又到了西乃山接受上帝的律法。
After we've been saved, we pass to Mount Sinai where we receive the law of the Lord.
所以我们今年第一个月就要背这个十诫，就是这个道理。
So that this year, our first verse for memorization are the Ten Commandments.
那么我们得救，然后我们才可以有道德可言。
So we have been saved.
Morality.
So we can have a foundation for our morality.
那么我们得救，我们有道德的观念，那么我们就变成一个守节心清的人。
After we have been saved and after we have a foundation for morality, we can become a serving person.
然后我们才建这个会幕，就是去敬拜神。
And then can we go to the tabernacle to praise worship the Lord?
所以外邦人是敬拜行善得救。
So other religions tell us to worship first and work and then you can be saved.
我们是得救行善敬拜。
We are the reverse. We are saved first.
这个就是我们必须要记得一个次序，不能倒过来。
This is a order that we cannot reverse.
那么我们的天父也一样有这个很迫切感对我们的救恩。
So our Lord also has this sort of very important.
耶稣用浪子回头这个故事告诉我们。
The
prodigal son.The story of
okay, the Lord tells us the story of the prodigal son.
那么这个浪子回头故事的父亲呢，其实是代表上帝。他是很忙的一天的工作，但是他总是一个眼睛看着这个路，看他儿子什么时候回来。
The father in the story of the prodigal son, he is representative of God, and he has a lot of work, so he works every day. But yet one eye always watches the road for the return of his son.
那么保罗跟他的提摩太弟兄也讲这样子一句话。
Paul also told him his friend Timothy.
务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心。
Whatever you do, do it with all your
heart. Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 2.
Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might.
就是并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人。就是保罗跟他的一个年轻的同工，他说：“你一定要传道。”
So this was essentially Paul telling his younger disciple Timothy to you must spread the gospel, you must serve.
还有一句话很重要，他用百般的忍耐。
Another word he uses that's very important.
忍耐就 perseverance.
Perseverance.
那么他说我们有一句话叫啊急死了，这个什么意思？就是急就是很迫切嘛，死就是没有忍耐。
Oh, so we have this kind of phrase that is sort of like, ah, I'm so busy, something like that.
但是上帝要我们有迫切感，但是也有忍耐。
God wants us to have the sense of urgency, but also to have a sense of perseverance.
那么我们弟兄姐妹也会想，我们主要是在这一年人数好像没有特别增。家，那我们就要学习忍耐功课。
So if we like look around and we say that I guess our family has not grown tremendously, but we must also look back at this verse.
其实我们刚刚也提过，苦难让我们学习忍耐。
So this allows us to learn perseverance and.
那么在二十世纪的初夜的时候，我们中国有三个很重要的传道人，其中一个是宋尚杰，就是 John Song。
So one of the most famous Chinese pastors is John Song.
那么有一次在布道会当中呢，他就讲到了很兴奋。
Once he was holding a seminary and he was in the midst of speaking very reverently, passionately.
有个弟兄突然间把一个纸头交给他。
A brother passed him a piece of paper.
他看到以后，他知道他家中的一个儿子快要死。
On the paper it was written the fact that one of his sons was about to die.
但是他没有马上停止，再继续传道。
But he did not immediately stop his preaching. He continued to go.
等这个奉信会完了以后，他才回家。
After he finished the entire seminary, he went home.
匆匆忙忙把他儿子安葬，然后又回来传道。
He brought his son for burial, and then 2 hours later returned to preach more.
那么我不是说赞成他这种做法 ，OK？
I'm not saying we must follow his ways.
我只能说我不明白。
I can only say that I do not fully understand.
但是有一件事情我是明白的，就是也是我们应该学习的，就是他对传福音有个迫切感。
But I do know one thing. that this pastor was so passionate for evangelism, and this is something that we should learn from.
那么在西方有一个有名的传道人，他叫 D.L. Moody。
There was another pastor called D.L. Moody.
但穆迪人没有受很大的教育，很多的教育。
He didn't
well educated.
He was not very well educated.
那但是常讲的话呢，你博士也讲不出来了。就是 educated people cannot say it.
Okay, so he says a lot of things that educated people normally don't say.
有时有人问他，人心理的改变可不可以用教育啊？
So someone asked him, can we change people's hearts with education?
他说有一个人他还没有读书的时候，他常常到火车铁轨里面偷这些钉子。
So he told the story of a person who not received an education. He'd only go to the train tracks and
stole the butts, nuts and bolts.
Okay, fix the railroad.
但是他后来又读书了，读完以后呢，他把整个铁轨都偷走。
But after he finished that, he threw that away.
所以目的就是这样子一个人。那么有一天呢？他带领一个布道会。
But one day he was leading another evangelistic meeting.
那么布道会第一天完了以后，他说：“你们今天回去想想嘛，明天再来再决定嘛，慢慢来嘛，想清楚嘛。”
So at the end of the first day, he said, "You guys can go home and think about it, and come back and make a decision tomorrow."
那么当天晚上就有一个历史出名的芝加哥大火发生在那个城市里面。
But that night was the night of a great fire that broke out in Chicago.
有几百人丧生。
And hundreds of people died.
他就后悔了，他说，从此以后我不会延迟叫人家决志。
And looking back, he said, I will never again ask people to delay their decision.
那么我们再看看第四点。
And we look to the fourth part of the verse.
趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。
While it is still day, we must do the work of him who sent.
那么差我来者的工呢，就是我们要思想的一个题目。
So the work that it was given to us, this is something we should really focus on.
所以我们做的工呢，并不是因为我们有兴趣。
The sort of work that we're doing is not just because we have it's fun and we want to do it.
甚至我可以讲，并不是因为教会里面啊，叫人没人做，我去做吧。
It's not something that no one's doing this. I should go do it.
我们必须要有呼召。
We should have a calling.
神会照着我们的恩赐呼召我们。
God will use our gifts and use our blessings to call us.
这个是一个非常重要的事情。
This is a very important thing.
我觉得一个年长的弟兄更加要注意这个事情。Senior people like me.
Oh, okay. Senior people are very aware of this.
比方来讲，我跟群系弟兄说，我要上来唱歌。
So, he Uncle TC talked to Uncle Chun Shi.
你要怎么办呢？这个老弟兄他也不好意思，我觉得很难做。
He wants to sing, and they talked about it, and it's really hard to do.
结果我要上来唱了，其他人都一个，大家都觉得很不舒服。
Yeah, but then if
so, 我们必须要按着我们的神，按着我们的恩赐去侍奉。
But so if I were to come up here and sing, you guys would be rather uncomfortable, but so we should probably rely on the gifts that God has given us.
那么差我来者的工呢，就是做上帝叫我们做的工。
So this work that God calls us to do is the work called from by heaven.
那么上帝叫我们做的工呢，大部分全部分都是跟这个救赎有关的。
All the work that we have to do has majority has to do with the saving work of Christ.
你看主耶稣医好这个瞎眼的，他是因为他的需要。上帝感动他要医好这个瞎子。
So you see, in the case of the blind man, the need of the blind man was what caused Jesus to come and heal him.
如果我们做上帝给我们的工呢，这结果呢，一定是荣耀神。
If we do the work that God has called us to do, this will definitely result in glory.
一定会透过这个工作彰显神的属性。
We will really bring much glory and righteousness to His name.
就是他的慈爱、良善、能力跟荣耀。
So we will be able to manifest God's goodness and power and glory.
在上一个世纪，在欧洲有一个战役当中 ，a warfare.
So there's a lot of warfare going on in the.
那么有一个护士，他的名字叫南丁格尔。
So there is a.
Florence Nightingale.
Florence Nightingale, a nurse.
那么他当他照顾这些伤病的时候，这些伤病对他说：“我在你身上看到基督。”
So when she was taking care of these injured soldiers, the soldiers told her that I can see Jesus in you.
那么我们做主的工呢，有两个重要的因素要记得。
As we do the work of God, there are two things that we should really keep in
mind. 整本圣经都有讲到我们要依靠神。
The entire Bible says that we should depend on the Lord.
但是整本圣经也要说明到人自己的责任。
But it also teaches us how we should.
所以这个是一贯的道理，这个神人同工是整个圣经的重要的道理。
So the work between God and the man should be the main focus
God
behind the Bible.
God and man are cooperated together. This is Bible teaching. 所以我们做主的工的时候，要有想象力，从主哪里来的想象力。
So as we do the work of God, we should focus on where God is giving us strength from.
也要多元化。
And all the words that we should.
那为什么我们不能用一个方法就向所有人传福音呢？
So why can't we only use one method to spread the gospel to everyone?
这个很简单，因为不信的人有不信的理由。
Because this is really simple, because people who don't believe have different reasons for not believing.
如果有不信的理由，你就不能用同一个方法去处理。
If the reasons for disbelief are different, then you can't use the same method to try and convince everyone.
事实上，我把所有不信的人的理由去把它分类，只有15个答案。
So I have summarized the responses and the reasons for non-belief into 15 simple words.
我没有犯罪，为什么你说我罪人？
I haven't done anything wrong. Why am I a sinner?
我自己有我自己的人生哲学。
I have my own set of morals, my own moral philosophy.
Okay, 我有罪，那又怎么样？我还是比人家好啊。
Okay, I have sinned, so what? I'm still better than someone else.
还有一个也常常听到，让我变好了以后，我才信。
Wait till I'm better, a better person, and then I'll believe.
还有一些比较悲观的时候，我这种人，上帝怎么会睬我呢？
And another one, why would God care about someone like me?
我很软弱。等我刚强以后再信吧。
Another one yet, I'm too weak.
还有很多很多，还有一个就是让我退休以后再信吧。我现在太忙。
And then another one, let me retire and then I'll consider it.
那么有些人说我比基督徒还好，我为什么信
？And then some even say that I'm better than a lot of Christians.
那么既然不信耶稣的原因有那么多
，And we see that there are many reasons that people like don't believe.
那么我们传福音呢，也应该用不同的方法。
So as we spread the gospel, we should use different methods as well.
那这里呢，就让我们想到这个撒迦利亚书第四章第二到三节有这样子一句话。
So this brings us to Zechariah chapter 4, verses 2 to 3.
他说，有上帝就感动这个先知。
The Lord
inspired the prophet.
The Lord was talking to the prophet.
那么他看到一个金灯台。
He saw a golden lampstand.
上面有七盏灯。
And there were seven lamps on it.
每一盏灯呢有七个管子。
And to each lamp were seven channels.
那么七七四十九，所以有总共有四十九个管子。
So seven times seven, the total there are 49 channels.
那么一半的管子呢接到左边的橄榄树。
So half of them go to the left.
那么另外一半呢，就接到右边那个橄榄树。
And the other half go to the right.
那么橄榄树的油呢，就不断的攻击这个灯，让它不断的点着。
And through these tubes, the oil goes and feeds the light of these lamps.
那么我个人的领会呢，这个可能就是神告诉我们，我们做主的工呢，用多种多方的方法。
I believe this is an example of what the Lord tells us like.How many different ways there are out there to spread His word?
那么这个橄榄油呢，就代表圣灵。
The oil represents the gospel.
那么圣经这个神就对这个先知说一句话。
So the Lord says to this one word.
他说：“我们不是靠势力，我们也不是靠才能。We are not rely on our power nor our ability.
Okay.
乃是要靠上帝的灵。”方能成事。
But we must rely instead on the Lord to accomplish these tasks.
那么所以呢，我们就知道一件事情，我们用多种方法，学习多种方法去关注我们 周遭的人。
Then we can see there's so many different ways to really just spread His word.
我们再看看耶稣基督本身的例子。
And then we see again the other ways the Lord is doing it.
在圣经里面至少有四次耶稣医好这个瞎眼的人。
In the Bible, there are at least four times when Jesus heals the eyes of a blind man.
尤其他说因着你的信心你的眼睛就开了。
Once, because of a blind man's faith, the Lord touches his eyes and he can see.
那么另外有一次耶稣也没有讲什么也没有讲什么看他一眼这个瞎子的眼睛就开了。
And another time, the Lord doesn't even have to touch the man. He just looks at him and then the man can see.
有一次他吐个口水摸摸他的眼睛他眼睛好了。
In another case, the Lord spits on him.
这是不同的方法。那么今天我们读到这个就更加戏剧化 ，dramatic.
So then we can see here these are dramatic examples of what the Lord is
saying. 他说先吐一下口水在地上。
So the Lord first spits on the ground.
然后把这些泥混起来。
And he makes mud.
那么我是一个工程师，我马上想到可能这个人是没有眼珠。没有 eyeball.
Oh, okay. So I think that this man probably doesn't have eyeballs.
搓一下就做一个眼珠放进去。
And then, so he probably makes like a ball of mud and puts it in his eyes.
我相信这个猜测可能是大部分是不对的。
It's probably wrong theory, but.
但是重点是在哪里呢？重点就是主医治瞎眼的人是用不同的方法。
But where is the meaning behind this? The meaning is that in order to heal the blind man, he uses so many different methods.
那么我们今天也要用。各样的方法。
So us today must also use a variety of methods.
但是我们要记住一件事情。
But we must remember one thing.
就是我们的方法不能超过神的旨意。
Our ways cannot go beyond what the Lord has set out for us.
你不能说我的目标是对，那我用什么方法都可以。
You can't say the end justifies any means.
这个不是上帝的心意。
This is not what the Lord calls us to.
第五点，趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。
If we turn once again to the verse 4, we see the second half, where we see, while it is still day, we must do the work of him who sent us. Night is coming when no one can work.
那么这里就讲到一个优先的次序。
So this speaks
priority.
Of priorities of we must take.
其实这一点呢，就跟刚刚我们讲的把握机会跟迫切感好像加起来。
This section actually seems very similar to the section that we spoke of before with Paul, and they seem to go hand in hand.
其实他要提醒我们，我们在人生这段时间是非常短暂。
He wants to remind us that the time we have here with the rest of humanity is very short.
所以我们要把握机会多做主工。
So we must seize the opportunities to do God's work.
圣经里面讲到，我们似乎的机会是有限的。
The Bible tells us that the opportunities we have are limited.
所以在传道书第九章第十节这里讲。
So in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10 says,
凡你手所当做的事要尽力去做。
Whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might.
因为在你所必去的阴间就没有工作，没有谋算，没有知识，也没有智慧。
For in the realm of the dead, where you are going, there is neither working, nor planning, nor knowledge, nor wisdom.
有时候我们不是不想做。
Sometimes it's not because we don't want to do it.
而是我们不去做。
But it's because we just don't go and do it.
那么圣经里面讲到，看风的必不撒种，望云的必不收割。
And the Bible says once again that whoever watches the winds will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap.
有时候我们船头就怕鬼。船尾就怕宅。We fear everything.
Oh, okay. So we fear everything, so we don't do anything.
所以我们必须要坐言起行。
So we must really put our words into action.
我们坐下来要谈谈，当然了，也有计划了。
I mean, you can sit down and talk all you want, and then you're coming up
with some conclusion. 但是开完会呢，就要马上去做了。
And then, but how many of you actually get up and immediately put your words into action?
那么这里讲到黑夜就要将到。
So here it says that the night is coming.
那么黑夜的相反呢，就是光明。
And the opposite of darkness is light.
耶稣说，我在世上的时候，我是世上的光。
And Jesus says that while I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
我们都知道，我们是在黑暗当中，没有办法看见，没有办法工作。
We all know that we are in the dark, and we can neither see nor work.
但是当这个光来的时候，我们就能够看见。
But when this light comes, we can finally see.
上帝说，我就是光，在我里面没有黑暗。
And then God says, I am light, and in God there is no darkness.
他说，我是世上的光。
Jesus says, I am the light of the world.
然后他马上讲到，我是生命的光。
I am the light of the life.
Life. 所以他用我们明白世上的光，去引导我们去明白他是生命的光。
So this sort of way is the Lord is the light of the world, and He's also the light of our lives.
所以我们生命影响生命什么意思？就是把耶稣的光照在人家的心中。
So what is the meaning of life affecting life? It is taking the light of God and shining it on other people's lives.
他在黑暗中没有办法看见。
So the others are in the darkness and they cannot see.
但是这个光来了，他看到他自己的污秽。
But when this light comes, they can see their own sins.
耶稣也是一样，他看到这个瞎子是有需要。
So Jesus is the same. He saw that the blind man had a need.
所以我们要生命影响生命了，我们必须要看到别人灵里的眼睛是瞎的。
So for us, lives affecting lives, we should be able to see that others are spiritually blind.
这种的看见呢，就会产生动力。
So seeing this should spur us into action.
当有一个故事就是撒玛好撒玛利人的故事。
There's another story in the Bible of the Good Samaritan.
他走路的时候看见一个人他不认得的受伤。
As he was walking along the road, he came across an injured man lying by the side of the road.
那么当时他可以做一些很属灵的事情。
At that moment, he could take action.
我把这个情形回去教会跟弟兄商量一下，再来救你吧。
Or he could go back and confer with the rest of his church and consider whether or not to save him.
我们先祷告再来去救你吧。
Or bring the issue to prayer group and ask, oh, we'll just pray for you first and then we'll save you.
但是他没有这样子做。
But he didn't do either of those things.
他只说，你就是我的邻舍。
He said, you are my neighbor.
那么我们知道，我们主爱之家已经成立了一年。
So we know that our church here, House of Christ Love, has already reached its one-year anniversary.
在过去十二月当中，我们实在是战战兢兢。
And through this 12-month period, we've really just grown a lot.
但是我们亲眼看到神的保守，看到神的带领。
But as we look to the new year, we see God's guidance and God's blessings.
神赐给我们同工。
God is working through us.
神赐给我们机会。
God is giving us opportunities.
所以我们新的一年呢，必须要把握机会。
So in this new year, may we seize every opportunity.
发挥团队的精神。
So we will be able to have great
teamwork. 还要殷勤迫切。Sense of urgency.
A sense of urgency.
我们认识我们自己是同蒙天召。
So we will know that we are members of God's family.
God's calling.
God's calling.
我们这个教会从祷告开始。
Our church started from a prayer.
以祷告形式。
And it will continue with prayer.
这个原则继续在2012年继续下去。
May we continue this through this prayer through the year of 2012.
我们也要有智慧，知道什么要做。
May we have the knowledge to know what needs to be done.
什么不要做。
And what not to do.
什么要等待。
And what we should focus on.
什么要马上做。
And things that we should do immediately.
我也借这个机会谢谢在我们附近的华人教会的牧师支持我们这个小教会。
I want to take this opportunity to thank the pastor of this church for letting us use this place.
我们必须要忘记背后。
We must always remember to reflect on the past.
To forget.
Forget.
忘记什么呢？
Forget what?
忘记一切拦阻我们灵命进展的东西。
Forget the things that hold us back in our hearts.
但是我们也常常记住一件事情。
But we must always remember one thing.
就是不可忘记主一切的恩惠。
Never forget that God is with us and the blessing of that.
那么有一位有名的人，他的名字叫甘地。
And there's a very famous person by the name of Gandhi.
他不是基督徒。
He was not a Christian.
他是个好人。
But he was a good man.
但是他有一句话，我们基督徒也可以去反省。
But he had some words that we as Christians can really learn from.
他说我们应该以明天我就死了这种心态去过今天的生活。
We should live as if we were to die tomorrow.
我们也要用一种我们是活得永远的心态去保持学习。
And we should also learn as if we were to live forever.
这是我们生活的态度。
And this should be our attitude for life.
这是我们今年所应该要反省的事情。
This is what we should think about for this year.
我们记得我们生命影响生命，生命触摸生命。首先，我们要跟主接近，受他的影响。
May we remember that in order to affect others' lives, we must first be influenced and affected by the life of the Lord.
这样子，神会祝福我们每一家每一个人。
And then may the Lord bless each and every one of us. And bless this church.
也祝福所有为主传福音的教会。
And bless all the other churches who spread the word.
我们低头祷告。
May we pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we pray and worship you.
你给我们一个使命。
You have given us a mission, a calling.
叫我们去服侍你。
We are called to serve you.
借着这个服侍，我们与你亲近。
Through service, we are getting close.
借着我们跟你亲近，你就影响我们。
When we are getting close to you, we are being influenced by you.
我们受你的影响，因此我们可以影响别人。
Once we are changed by you, we are able to change others.
不但影响别人，而且能够触摸别人。
Not only we are able to change others, we are able to touch other people's
lives. 让人家在我们里面看到基督。
So they may see Christ in us.
也让基督触摸他们。
So that Christ in us can touch them.
好叫他们的生命得到改变。
So their life can be transformed.
因此把荣耀归给在天上的父。
In turn, they will give glory to our Heavenly Father.
我们这样子祈求祷告。
We pray.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.